Hey there, happy Monday. Today we have a special episode. Now, I'm no longer putting the Foot Traffic Formula Workshop on this podcast because we're doing it about every 30 to 60 days. And I know some of you have gone through it multiple times. So I want you to know that whenever you need to go through it again, the power of rinsing and repeating, you can go to our sister podcast, the Foot Traffic Formula Workshop, okay? You can catch everything over there. Now, today we kick off a brand new formula workshop going on. Today is day one, and I want to let you know that I added a brand new day one. I've never taught it before, so if you've joined us before, you have not heard this. And I recently shared it with our Foot Traffic Formula certified coaches, and we realized this was so good and so needed that we completely pushed our original day one to day two, and we came up with all new content for today. It is truly an overview of how the formula works and why every single piece is really truly integral to growing your business, you know, driving that traffic, converting more leads, getting more customers, and retaining those customers. So today, I'm going to play for you day one that just happened live in our pop-up Facebook group. And for those of you who are like, wow, I really need to hear this again, please know that you're only going to get day one on this podcast. You need to go check us out at stacytuschel.com/workshop to get everything else, including the workbook for this, okay? Completely revamped, or go check out our sister podcast, the Foot Traffic Formula Workshop, and you will see it there. All right, let's jump in. This is great content. Please tag me on Instagram and social media. I want to hear from you your biggest takeaway from today. Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over 1 million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacy Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Hi, everyone. I am so excited. We are kicking off day one with the Foot Traffic Formula Workshop. Today is about understanding what we call the Foot Traffic Formula. If you're watching me, you're going to see I've got my whiteboard back here, and we are really going to deep dive into creating the type of business you've always desired, right? To be able to make money every single day, no matter what economy we're in, no matter what day it is, a holiday, a weekend, without you working 24/7. You don't have to work that day to make money that day, right? It is a possibility for you. And after watching this week's training, I want you to see how realistic it is, okay? Now, before we even dive in, I absolutely want to take a moment and acknowledge this has been an incredibly difficult and sad week for many, many of us in our community. Our community members are hurting, and I want to acknowledge where you are and know that we're here to support you, and this is a safe space. I want you to know that this week, while you are here in our Foot Traffic community, in this pop-up Facebook group, we are here to support you in the absolute best way we possibly can. So please know what you need and how we can be here. What I want to do before we jump in and kind of transition is, I want you for just a moment, take in a big, deep breath. Like, I just want you to breathe in and let it out. And I want you to do that as many times as you need to throughout this week when things get tough, when things get stressed. And I want you to start fresh with me and know that, like I said, we are here to support you and this is a safe space, okay? So if you are watching this right now in our big Foot Traffic Community Facebook group, you are going to need to join us in our pop-up Facebook group for the rest of the week. I wanted to let you see this today because it's all new content. Everything is brand new. But after today, if you want to get in and stick with us the rest of the week, you'll need to get in our pop-up group. So go to stacytuschel.com/workshop to get in over there. Team, if you're on, can you post the pop-up Facebook group link for those watching? And if they want to jump on over, that's where I'm going to be taking questions and comments and everything as well today. Let me see if I find myself going live here. I am live. Perfect. Okay. So let me turn my volume off. Okay, great. So I'll keep this open and on as we're chatting today. So let me know who's here, who's on. I want to see if you're watching the replay, use hashtag replay so I know you're catching it. We'll come back and check those comments later today, okay? Now remember, I have set up a brand new podcast that is exclusive for the Foot Traffic Formula Workshop. So you can go find that, go search for it, type in Foot Traffic Formula Workshop. It's not our big podcast. It's a new standalone sister podcast, okay? We've got a lot of giveaways, a lot of fun stuff that we're doing this week. So like I said, today is about understanding what we call the Foot Traffic Formula. It's essentially a business building bootcamp, okay? My promise to you is by the end of these 7 days, I'm going to teach you how to increase your traffic, convert new leads, and retain your clients, okay? So you have a rock solid business, a foundational piece to your business, and a peace of mind that you'll have in any economy. I am not going to lie and say that things are not tough right now or that things are not going the way that we've always planned. But I will tell you, we're getting through it. We're going to be on the other side of this, and we're going to be stronger than ever. If that is you, and if you are ready to make that commitment, say me in the chat right now, okay? This is going to be different than any free webinar, free challenge, free workshop you've ever done. Why? Because I know there are a lot of business coaches out there that have never actually had a real business besides being a business coach. And the reason I'm saying this is different, no disrespect to them, but the reason I'm saying this is different is because I want you to know I own two local small businesses, two performing arts academies here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And on top of that, I have foot traffic consulting as well as some real estate, okay? When I teach, it's not theory, all right? It's real, practical, proven methodology, okay? It's what I actually am doing along with my 45 plus employees every single day in our business throughout the coronavirus, right? Throughout the pandemic, throughout all of the crazy and sadness and things that are going on this week, right? There is just constant ups and downs. And I'm not just here to tell you theory, but I'm here to tell you, here's what we're doing in our business. Here's what's working. Here's what's not. Please don't do this. We did it and it was a failure, right? Like, we're sharing all of the good stuff. Now, I'm a fast talker, but the good news is you're going to get twice as much value. Okay. So do I have permission to go fast and give you as much value as I can in the next 7 days? Please type yes in the chat if you're cool with that. Now, do you have the workbook? I got to see where my screen is here. Do you have the workbook? If not, in our pop-up Facebook group, we have, and team, if you could please put that in the foot traffic community, I think you already have, so they can come on over. My community coaches are in here. They will get you this workbook. If you do not have it, say workbook in the chat and we'll get it to you. We'll kind of use that as like a, I don't have it and I need it, okay? So if you're ready, you guys, let's dive right in to the workbook, okay? Four major problems that small business owners have. That's where we're at right now on that page, okay? Page four in the workbook. Number one, they aren't getting an ROI on social media or their paid ads, right? Maybe they've tried paid ads, maybe you've tried paid ads, and sometimes they work and sometimes they don't, and you feel like you're just spending money, but you're not really sure if it's working. How many of you have been there, right? Problem number two, never enough customers. And it seems like no matter how big you get, you always have that feeling of, I need more. We could be doing better. Why, you know, you'll have in this head, like, I just need to make 5,000 a month. And then you get there and you're like, if we only made 10,000, if we only made, and you guys, that number never goes away without having real systems in place. Have you been there? Okay. Number three, confused on the direction to scale up. You know you need and want to get bigger, right? But at the same time, you're confused on where to go and how to get there, right? Okay. Number four, the business isn't providing the dream you had in your head. So you got into this business, this passion, right? You got here and you had this idea of what this was going to look like. And for some reason, you think, I could probably go working at McDonald's and be making more money right now than I am in my business. Have you ever been there? Okay. You realize this is not as easy as you thought it was going to be. Now, I don't want to be, I'm not that negative Nelly. You know that if you know me. But the opportunity here is to get known and trusted in your marketplace. Okay. And I will tell you this too, with everything, that has come up this weekend in the media and the riots and the protesting and all of that and not knowing what to say and what to do and all of that. My team and I were talking and they just kept saying, but when people know you, or if they know you, they know your intentions. They know where your heart is. They know, you know, how you are, right? And we come back to that. You need that community out there that knows, that loves, that trusts you, right? That knows where your heart is, that know, because some people are getting eaten alive right now in the marketplace. You want to make sure that you have the reputation because it's the way that you truly are, right? No matter what you say or what you post, people know you. You want that. Number two, the right client comes to you and they love your services. In fact, they tell everyone about you. Your referrals are blowing up. You don't even need to spend money on marketing. You still do because you know the value, but you don't need to. Or if Facebook went away, it would be okay, right? Number three, the opportunity here is you create the business that gives you the dreams, the freedom, the flexibility, right? Whatever it is you're looking for, whether that's the house, the car, whatever it is, that school for your kids, okay? Who here is ready for that kind of business? Type the word ready in the chat if that's what you came for, okay? Now, let me share my story with you before we dive in and I start getting you all excited about this formula, okay? So I started teaching dance classes in my parents' backyard at the age of 18 to 17 middle schoolers. And I did this for free because I loved dance and I wanted to continue my passion. However, let me ask you before we even dive into that, how many of you have gotten into what you're doing because you just loved it, right? That's how I started Foot Traffic. I started teaching Foot Traffic because I just love talking business, okay? Type yes in the chat if that is how your business has started. Now, within the 3 years that I started this little fun activity in my parents' backyard, I had 100 kids coming to it, okay? It grew and grew so much so that one day, I can remember I was getting married and I rented this beautiful hotel suite where all my bridesmaids and I were getting ready before actually going to the ceremony. And I mean, imagine, it's my wedding day. There's already so much adrenaline and stress and overwhelm, not just from the day, but from my business, okay? That the phone rings, my cell phone rings, and I think, This might be a customer. So I secretly, in this master suite, go head into the master bedroom and I answer it like, hi, like this is Stacy from the Dance Academy. How can I help you? Okay. Now the woman on the other end says, yeah, I need to register. I'm taking her credit card. If she knew that this girl on the other end was in her wedding dress hiding in the other room because she didn't want her friends to see her from what, you know, I think I'm running a business, but really, truly, this business is running with me. And I had this moment of like, this can't go on. Like I was mortified, embarrassed, overwhelmed, and stressed all at the same time. My wedding day, I don't have any of my pictures of my wedding day in my house because I am about 20 pounds heavier than I am now. And it was a really, really challenging time in my life. Okay. And I had this moment of this has to change. I cannot run a business like this, right? Or let the business run me. Who has ever felt that moment before while running their business? Type yes or 100% in the chat if that has ever been a moment. Now, you probably weren't in your wedding dress, or at least I hope not. But you've probably had some sort of moment where you're like, that was this. You might have even already thought it in your head as I was telling my story. You started to think of the moment when you realized that. Now, after going through that experience and knowing that something needed to change, what happened was I got this postcard in the mail. Now, this was back in the day, so it was probably like a Facebook ad you would see today. Facebook wasn't around back in the day when I got this postcard. But when I got the postcard in the mail, it said things like, are you running your business or is your business running you? Are you overworked and underpaid with nothing to show for it, right? Are you working all day and feeling like nothing's getting done? Questioning, like, will this business even ever bring you the profit you thought it would? So there was this, like on this postcard, there was this little blurb and it was like, you know, conference in New York City and it everything that I needed to hear. And I remember thinking like, this is extremely expensive, more money than I could ever fathom. And not just the money side, but I kept thinking, how am I going to take time away from my business, fly to New York City? Remember, I live in Wisconsin. How am I going to do this? Take time away, like my business needs me, okay? So I was still super young at the time and I remember asking my mom, what she thought. Should I go? Is this really expensive? Am I crazy to think that I should be doing this? Okay. And she actually said, well, your grandfather, who by the way, at the time also owns a small business, he goes to conferences and he learns from mentors all the time. Okay. And she actually said to me, and that price, which looked crazy to me, was nothing close to what he had paid. I'm like, all right. So she convinces me, go spend the time and the money that you don't have, right? But you need to do it. And it was the first time I had ever invested in myself. And it was one of the most pivotal moments in my business. So I fly to New York City. And please stick with me because this is going to come to this in just a second. I fly to New York City and I see hundreds of dance studio owners just like me, kind of like me, I should say. From the outside, they looked like me. However, I couldn't stop taking everything in. I've never written so fast in my entire life. I had no idea that there were people out there sharing ideas of what worked and what didn't. And they were just like giving this all away, right? And some of the attendees I remember were actually staying in New York City, taking a vacation after this event was all over. Now, I can't fathom even getting here for 2 days. And then I hear, you're taking a vacation even longer? Like, my mind was just skyrocketing. So let's just say I drank the Kool-Aid and I left there spending money on my first coach, my first mastermind. And I left with this year-long commitment and a very hefty price tag, much more than the expensive conference. And I had no idea where the money was going to come from, but I just threw it on the credit card and I got to work. And fast forward 12 months later, after taking massive action for 12 months, I not only had implemented the systems for like what I'm going to teach you here, I not only was able to implement everything they taught me, but I was able to get the business I actually thought in my head I was going to create. And the more that I enjoyed my business, the more I was able to fully show up, and it started to snowball, okay? Now, I don't know where you are in your journey, if you are just starting out or you're still in the craziness of figuring it all out, but maybe you're completely exhausted. Maybe you've been doing this for 20, 30 years and it was pretty simple up until 3 months ago. And the pandemic hit and you're doing things you've never had to do before, right? My business is now 18 years old. We were a well-oiled machine. And when the pandemic came, it definitely threw us for a curveball. And I will tell you this, we're still here. We're still going strong. And I hope that if you could just stick with me and see how this creativity, this innovation that you're going to need to produce in a time like this is what is going to get you through this, okay? It is possible to create a business that serves and supports you. And that revelation I had was, I need to start doing what everybody else is doing. The people that are already successful, I need to like create this proven formula to continue to model what is working, what everybody else is doing. Instead of getting creative and doing it on my own, why am I not modeling from other successful people? And that was a huge breakthrough. Now, here's what I want you to understand. Your business might feel like your baby. How many of you have used that phrase? Type in yes in the chat. You've said like, oh, but like it's my baby, or I'm still supporting it, or here's what I want you to understand. In the beginning, it probably does feel like it's your baby, but at some point, your business has to grow up. It's like keeping your three-year-old three. She's got to grow. It should support you. Your business should be paying you, right? A business has the responsibility to pay the CEO. If you are still working for free, you've got to change it. You have a hobby. You need a business, right? You shouldn't have to work 24/7 for those things to happen. Is this making sense? Are you resonating with this? Are you going like, holy cow, I'm still working for free, or I'm severely underpaid and things have to change, right? So after years of implementing and watching these other successful people, I started to kind of develop this formula. And at the time, I didn't realize I was doing the formula. It was just kind of like ideas in our head. And we started to jot this down and really start to teach this to other people. And that is what I'm going to teach you here today. Now, I'm not looking for vanity numbers. And you will never hear me tell my foot traffic formula clients, like, how many followers did you get on Instagram this week? Like, yeah, I want you to grow on Instagram, but that's not what I'm going to really ask about or really want you to be focusing on. I don't want to hear about your six-figure, seven-figure launch or seven-figure business. I want to hear how profitable your business is. I want to hear how many hours you worked last week, okay? If that is you and if you're with me, let's jump in. So if you're ready to dive in, I'm going to switch my whiteboard. I've got my mic on today that I can kind of travel with my board. Type in ready in the chat and let's go, okay? So the big picture of the foot traffic formula, we are jumping into page 5 of your workbook. Page 5, we're going to have this all nice and neat filled out in just a second here. So stick with me. Here's what I want you to see, okay? All right, I love this, you guys. You are excited. You are here. I'm so happy to see this. Hi, Megan, Lisa, Tammy, excited. Okay, I'm super excited and pumped. You are ready to go. So we're starting with traffic. It's the one that everybody thinks about anyway, okay? Now, here's the problem with traffic, you guys, okay? And what I mean when I say traffic first, I'll explain this, is most small business owners, they think I need traffic, but that's all they do, right? They think they should do traffic and they stay here for way too long. They're just trying to grow Instagram and Facebook and YouTube and grow, and they're looking at the vanity numbers, okay? So examples of traffic, or what we call visibility, right? Brand awareness. Your main focus here is to get eyeballs or awareness to your brand, right? Or to your website. So we're a lot of times driving it to your website, to your social media platforms. That is what I mean when I say traffic. Are we good on that? Do we understand what traffic is? You'll hear people say a lot of time, drive more traffic. That doesn't necessarily mean make money. It means get people to see your stuff. There's a lot more stuff that we have to cover before you start to make money, and I need you to see that, okay? So phase two down here is touch, okay? When I say touch, what I need you to understand here is, this is controversial. Some people disagree with me, but I'm gonna explain why, and I hope you're gonna agree with me when I'm done. But touch needs to be set up before you drive traffic, okay? And I'll explain why in a minute. Examples of touch, also known as lead generation, that would include things like building an opt-in page. How many of you have heard of an opt-in page? Also known as like a landing page. If you're like, I've never heard of that, I don't know what it is, you've already been somewhere to see it. So when you signed up for the Foot Traffic Formula Workshop, you came to our opt-in page. You said, I want in, and I said, okay, give me your name and your email and your phone number, and you got it. And you got it for free in exchange, shouldn't say for free, because you paid me with your email and your phone number. Make sense? So that is how we're generating leads. You give value in exchange for contact information, okay? Now you must continue to nurture in this stage. So that's a big one that I need you to see right there. Phase three, we jump to transaction, okay? So this is where you make money, turning your leads into customers, right? So examples of transactions would be new customers, okay? Or increasing the frequency or lifetime value of existing customers. I'm reading it right off of this workbook. Type workbook in the chat, you guys, in the pop-up group if you need it. We'll come over to the big Facebook community too today and get you guys caught up. So those are the ways we're getting transactions, new people and current people. We forget sometimes about our current hottest leads, right? Then phase four, we're gonna teach this week. And if you're like, whoa, she's going really fast. We're breaking every one of these down as we go through this week, okay? Remember, this is recorded. You can definitely go back and watch the recording. I highly recommend you do that, okay? I tell people I like to jam pack these in. I am here to give you value, but you gotta move fast with me, okay? All right, so tracking. Tracking is the secret sauce. It really, truly is. What you measure increases. Somebody post that in the chat for me. What you measure increases. If you are not happy with your Instagram followers, if you are not happy with how many sales calls you had this week, or how many clients joined this week, or how many trials you set up, you are probably not measuring it as well as you should be. And day four, we're gonna dive into tracking big time, okay? So examples of tracking, knowing your most important metrics will help you achieve your goals faster, okay? So what I want you to do is, I need you to be assigning what we call KPIs, key performance indicators, to your virtual assistants, your team, your contractors, right? Getting them on board will help you scale faster. How many of you are one men or women shows? You are a solopreneur. Type in solo in the chat. How many of you are solos? Okay. Now, here's what I need you to understand. We all started as solopreneurs. We either currently are one or we used to be one. So we get you. We understand that. But what I'm going to tell you throughout this training is why you need to be slowly building that team right? Some of you faster than others. Because when everybody starts working towards these goals and implementing this formula, you will skyrocket, okay? So phase one, traffic. I'm gonna switch colors here. Try to keep it a little bit cleaner. Traffic, there are phases, okay? So phase one, traffic. If I were to rate this right now, you guys, from a scale of I'll do 1 to 10, meaning 1 would be you're unseen. People, you feel like a best kept secret, right? You're not really sure who knows you. You definitely wish you had way more traffic than you're getting. And then up here, you're pretty well known, okay? If I were to ask you right now, where would you rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 in traffic? Give me a number in the chat. So 1 is like no one knows who you are, right? You might have a few followers, 100. You might call this 1 and you might have 10,000 followers because your dreams are so big. It is nowhere near where you want to go. Number 10 is like, no, you're well known. When people say your name, they're like, oh yeah, you've got to go to this place for that. Oh, you need this? Go see Sally. Like Sally and her business, they are the experts, right? That is well known. People are shouting out your name and referring you, okay? Phase two, touch. From 1 to 10 here, touch is lead generation. So 1 is, it's pretty silent. There's not a lot going on in your lead gen, right? You're trying to nurture, but no one's talking to you. Maybe you have a Facebook group and they're dead. You're like, hello, I posted a poll. Could you please respond? And then nobody does, right? Or even worse, like one person chimes in and you're like, this is embarrassing, okay? And here's the thing, you guys. Our biggest Facebook group had like 12,000. We got rid of it. We started a new one. The new one has like 4,000. But trust me, before those numbers, you guys, I remember when there was like 12 people in there or even 100 and it was crickets, okay? I remember that. So silence to engaged. Engaged is a great word because we don't just want people liking and, you know, hitting the share button. We want them actually engaging with the content with us, right? So from touch, from 1 to 10, oh, we have lots of ones for traffic. Okay, you guys, we're going to get you there. Lots of ones and twos, a 4, a 6. That's our highest one. So we're really going to focus tomorrow on traffic to get you up there, okay? Now touch, you guys, from silent to engaged, where are you here in your lead generation process? Put it in the chat as I jump into transaction, okay? So transaction is from a trickle to a flood. So if I'm gonna do 1 down here and 10 up here, you have a trickle of clients to a flood of clients. Where are you in your customer journey? Do you feel like, no, we're pretty good. We're pretty consistent. Yeah, we could use a few more, but I'm feeling like a lot of people are coming to us. We have a constant flow of leads. We're constantly selling and converting. Or you're like, nope, I'm waiting and I'm wide open next week. Like I could definitely use some new customers. 1 to 10, you're going to put that in for a transaction, okay? And then the last piece that we're going to cover, and again, we're going through each one of these every single day this week. If you're like, how do I get better in these? We've got you covered, okay? Now tracking 1 to 10. Is this whiteboard helping at least though? This is new for us to use this. I hope this is helpful. Okay, blind, meaning you don't even wanna know. You have no idea where your numbers are. If I said to you, how many people watched your Facebook Live this week? How many people opened your email this week? How many people showed up, did whatever it is you sell, bought that product, converted, and you're like, don't know. Don't know, don't wanna know. If I asked you about how much money is in your bank account, like where are we on a scale of blind to clarity? You are crystal clear. You could shout out answers. If I said, what is your opt-in rate converting at? You'd say 37%. Like that's what it was on Monday when we checked, right? This formula doesn't work unless you work it, okay? If you think you're coming here for a quick fix, for a quick let's get rich in 24 hours, that's not what I'm gonna teach you. This is like 18 years of me working my butt off, figuring this out, right? And I need you to understand that this will only work if you are committed to working it, okay? Now, life looks great right now, right? I'm working 9 to 3, Monday through Friday. I'm taking off even more time in the summer. I'm not working nights and weekends. I shouldn't say that. We're opening back up our studios today after the pandemic. I will be working every night. But pre this, right, pre-pandemic, life looks pretty good. However, you haven't seen the work that was put into this. I think a lot of these online digital entrepreneurs, I think they mean well, but they're acting like this is super easy and a quick fix. And I really want you to understand and see that there is some work involved, okay? But once it's set up, you will reap the benefits, okay? Now, what I want you to know is there is no shame in any of this, okay? You guys, we're getting like, Deborah just said blind. Like, Kimberly's like a 1, Holly's a 2, Megan says blind. There is no shame in that. We've all been there. You know, even in the beginning when things are good, when things start to get good, you're trying to keep your head above water where you don't even have time to go back and look. You just keep like throwing spaghetti at the wall to see what sticks, right? But you don't have time to look to see what sticks. Right? So I want you to understand, like when I said in the beginning of this, this is a safe space. This is, because no one is going to get you more than people doing the work. So there is no shame. Thank you for being honest. And thank you for posting some of these numbers, because I know it can be hard to say where you're at when you don't want to be there. So here's what I want you to do, some homework for today. And this again is in your workbook. If you need the workbook, say workbook in the chat. So what I want you to do is phases 1 through 4, have a rating for each one, because this is going to be really, really crucial to having this number and these numbers as we head through this week, okay? So what phase are you the lowest in? If I were to say to you, Adriana, which one do you need like the most? Like, you know you are struggling here. What are you going to tell me? What's the lowest one for you, okay? Then I'm going to ask you, what phase is working best? Now, don't say I'm horrible at all of them, okay? I need you to give yourself credit, and I need you to say to me, which one, if you had to come and present to me right now, you would say, I'd pick this one. I'd pick whatever one that is, okay? So post in the chat your best and the worst, okay? The lowest, all right? Now, what I want you to see here is, what would it mean for you if you had a business where you had an 8 or higher in every single one of these sections? Like, just imagine what type of business owner you would be. It would feel like to go to bed at night, to wake up, and to know like this is working for you every single day. One of my like proudest moments this year was we sold on Christmas Day and on New Year's Eve. And I said to my team, none of us were working, yet somebody bought on those days, right? That is what this is about. A well-oiled machine that we can take a break, we can pause, we can go on vacation, we can have maternity leave, right? And we can still have our business growing, all right? So what I want you to do in every one of these pieces of the workbook for each day, I need you to do this for yourself. Not for me, but for yourself, okay? I want you to write your biggest takeaway. One question for me, because if you do end up posting this, my team's going to be going through, grabbing a ton of questions, feeding them to me so I can answer them live with you here every single day. What's your strongest phase? Your weakest phase? Now, this is strategic. I am big on implementation, you guys. People are always like, how are you getting all this done? And I'm like, because I take action. All right. Here's what I want you to take away from this. What is one action item you're going to do in the next 7 days? I didn't say today. Slow down. I didn't say today. You haven't even heard the good stuff yet, okay? You heard the overview of what's coming. You're not doing anything today, okay? So what's one item you're going to do in the next 7 days? What's one item you're going to do in the next 90 days, okay? You might say, I need to go look at my numbers. Like, this isn't working. I don't even know what's happening or what the return is on my investment, okay? You might say, we need to really get strategy in place with traffic, or we need to start bringing in leads. We're not even converting, getting phone numbers and emails and all of that stuff, okay? So I want to hear from you, and I really would love to see you post this. Now, every single day, including right now, I'm going to be picking a winner that's here live, that's engaging. If you want to win a $25 Amazon gift card, say me in the chat right now. I'm going to pick somebody in a second. And if you want to win another $25 gift card, post this in the Facebook group and we're going to pick one. We'll announce tomorrow who we're picking, okay? Why? I'm holding you accountable. You are probably not taking action in your business the way that you truly want to be. Why? Because no one is holding you accountable, right? You need accountability. You absolutely have to have it. So I want to be your accountability coach this week. My community coaches are in here this week helping you with whatever you need. Let's have a phenomenal week together, okay? All right, so that is that. Okay, so we've got some people typing me in the chat. I love it. Tomorrow, we are diving into traffic. We are diving into how do we take you from one to get you as high up as we can go? Because you're not just going to go from one to 10. Like, let's be realistic here. You're going to go from a one to maybe a three or four. And you're going to do some strategies and you're going to go, you know what? Time to up level. And you're going to go from a three or four to a seven or eight, right? And you're always going to try to outdo yourself. Keep your eyes on your own paper in the sense of, I shouldn't even say that. I actually don't believe in keeping your eyes on your own paper. We're in a world where if somebody posts this, you would be silly to not read every single one of these because you might see that Jane has a phenomenal action item that you're going to rip off and copy for yourself, right? Because we get to do it in our own unique way. So I don't want you keeping your eyes on your own paper. But what I mean by that is I don't want you comparing yourself to Shelly. And Shelly's like, I'm rocking an eight in traffic. And you're like, great, Shelly, I'm a one. Thanks for rubbing it in, right? No, not in this room. Maybe in other Facebook groups, but not here. This is a safe space where we get to see where we're at. And the only person you are trying to be better than is yourself every single time. Can I get an amen to that? Okay. Collaboration, my friends, that is what it is all about. So who here wants to drive more traffic to their business tomorrow? Like that is what we're going to be doing. I am bringing you gold. So bring your paper and pen and get ready to take notes, you guys. Okay. Let me quick announce. Okay. I'm going to totally say this wrong. Is it Daran Harris? Please, Cara or somebody, if you want to DM Daran, I don't know. I'm sorry. Tell me how to say it. Please message her. We are going to get you that $25 Amazon gift card coming your way. Okay. So here is what I want to hear from you guys as we're just wrapping up for today. Perfect. Thanks, guys. Is which one are you lowest in and which one are you best at? Why? Self-awareness is key. If you are not self-aware, if you are blindly going into this and you're okay with that, remember what we talked about in the beginning, what you measure increases. I need you to start to measure all of these areas. Take that assessment. Do not think this is fluff. Do not be like, where are all the strategies? Where are all the, this is a strategy. This is a complete strategy. Because if you're doing bits and pieces of all of these, but not together, you've got the ingredients all wrong. You're putting them in the wrong order. You will not bake that outcome that you're hoping for. Like that cake is not going to look like what it looked like on Pinterest. Okay. All right, guys. I hope this was helpful. I love you guys so much. I love that you're all congratulating Daran. Thank you. I appreciate you guys. We are here. Yes, Tammy, I'm thinking that's your lowest and your highest. Okay, perfect. Brooke says, my lowest is touch, my highest is tracking. Brooke, that's actually impressive that your highest is tracking. However, if you're tracking and your lowest is touch, you're probably not happy with what you're seeing, right? We've got to get you there. It's going to be a great day, you guys. We've got this going up on our sister podcast, the Foot Traffic Formula Workshop. If you're going to go for a walk later or a run later and you want to re-listen to this, go check out that podcast. If you leave us a review this week for the podcast, make sure to screenshot it and send it over to foottrafficreviews@gmail.com. We are doing $5 Starbucks gift cards to every single person as a big thank you. So I want to make sure you know that as well. Team, if you could type that email in the chat so they see it. It takes about 24 hours for a review to show up. So maybe tomorrow after you've done it, screenshot it, email it over to us, and we're sending out every single person a big thank you. We appreciate you guys, okay? All right, who's committed to coming back tomorrow? Do not let me see a drop off. I'm like your mom right now. Do not drop off for tomorrow. I need you to be committed to putting this into play so we can come back and crush tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to blow you away, but you got to be here and you got to do the work to show up, okay? All right, guys, have a great rest of your day. I will see you back here tomorrow, 11:30 Central. Bye, everyone. And that's a wrap. If you are loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, then I know you would love Foot Traffic Formula. It's my group coaching and accountability program where we turn your marketing goals into results. Head over to foottrafficprogram.com and get your marketing working for you today.